Life Audio.
Welcome to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. I'm Rachel, and this podcast is where you'll find the space to clear your head and calm your heart. I'm so glad you're here. Make yourself at home. Welcome to the Untangling Life podcast. I'm Rachel, and I'm so glad you're here. Have you ever walked through a season of change that left you stumbling through life? Or have you ever looked ahead at a new job, a relocation, or a season of transition and wondered, how will I ever make it through? Change is hard, isn't it? We are creatures of habit, and when our world shifts, we often struggle to adapt. Today, we are discussing how to pray through the stress of change. Change is primarily divided into two categories, gradual change and sudden change. And I believe that praying through the stress of these types of change differs according to the category. So first, let's talk about praying through gradual change. Praying through gradual changes feel like a slow wrestle with God. Most of us are not patient by nature. At least I'm not, I'm confessing to you all. And we struggle to wait on God, right? So when life is unpredictable on a daily basis, and that unpredictability combines with the unknown, it's painful. It's hard. We want to know when the transition will end. We want to return to normal, even if the previous normal was challenging, because we think, well, it was challenging, but at least it was predictable. This is where I take to heart Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. God is sovereign. We are not. We cannot grasp eternity or the end of time. So remembering that verse in a season of change is really critical for me. Another verse I take to heart in that gradual season of change and transition is Isaiah 54:10. For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you. God's love surrounds you in this season of transition, no matter what it is. Whether a job loss, a new position, a move, or a new school, remembering God's love covers you is important to keep at the forefront of your mind. His peace is available, even in a state of upheaval. So I would pray this verse. It might sound a little like, Lord, just like this verse, there are things disappearing in my life that I thought would be around for much longer. The mountains I was clinging to have vanished, and the hills I was hanging on no longer exist. Thank you that though everything changes, you never change. Your love is always available, and your peace is abundant. Help me to remember this. Besides praying for peace and love to surround you during a season of gradual change, there's also that category of praying through a sudden change. I think this is where our prayers become very desperate and we long for God to act on our behalf in ways that we can't even comprehend or articulate. I experienced a lot of this kind of desperate prayer both when my mom was so very ill, my daughter was so very ill, and then my father, who was also extremely ill. In each case, as these family members were knocking on death's door, I could feel the suddenness of the change and how near death was. And maybe for you, the sudden change is not life and death, but it's a job or it's some other type of transition, a relocation, a position change at work, or a child suddenly has a struggle that you didn't see coming. And I remind myself in praying through stresses that are sudden change that Psalm 90:14 says, satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I could spend a lot of time talking about how to really accept sudden change and to pray through it, but honestly, it is just a matter of taking our needs to God and surrendering them to Him, allowing Him to be all that we need. In my book, One More Step, I say that God wants to do so much more than give us the answer to our prayers. He is the answer, and He wants to be our answer. And so in this case where you're looking at life and death, staring it in the face, or you're looking at this sudden circumstance that you didn't anticipate at all, that unexpectedness or that even sometimes reality, sudden reality of a situation, it really can cause us to drop to our knees. And I think that that desperation is a moment of dependence on God that we wouldn't otherwise experience. And so I've learned how to accept that as a holy privilege, as something that God is using to grow me. And it's not comfortable. I mean, none of you listening to this podcast would say that it's comfortable. But holding on to God's promise that He loves us, He will never leave us, He will never forsake us, and that He can be our satisfaction, that I can be content in my sudden change of circumstances because I know that God is in control. Yes, I want you to pray through the stress of change. I believe in that, but I also wanted to give you just a few practical tips related to that prayer in remembering that, first of all, a season is just that. It's a season. Nothing lasts forever. Last year at this time, my season of life was totally different. And if you think back to your life, even a year ago or 6 months ago, maybe your environment's similar or your climate's the same, but many of the circumstances of your life have changed. When you get the feeling of being stuck in a season, recognize that this problem or this issue is not going to last forever. A season is a season. And then secondly, remember that transition is often messy. We have a small little mudroom that when you enter in through our garage, there's a closet and a bench right there that is sort of a drop zone. And I would like to tell you that it looks beautiful all the time, but it definitely does not. In fact, if you walked in our home right now, you would see piles of coats and extra boots out, extra winter gear lying here and there, and then not to mention all the dogs' toys and her extra blankets and coats, things that we use for her in the winter. It just is messy. But I try not to get too aggravated about it because this is the season. We're in the winter season and it's a transition and it won't always look like this. The issue of cleaning up after the mud and the snow and the salt and having extra garments lying around, it is temporary. And so transition is often messy. That is a fact of life. And it's okay. It does not have to be perfect and it won't be. And then thirdly, a little rejuvenation can go a long way. If you're walking through a season of change and you're trying to pray through this season of change, and you're trying to embrace taking the needs and the hard and the heavy to the Lord in prayer, then I would encourage you to find little things that keep you going. Whether it's just a glass of green tea or reading for 10 minutes, I often will do something small that I can enjoy to make a difference in my outlook, especially in a season of change. And then one of the things that has helped me most from a practical perspective is that often I am overwhelmed because I'm looking at a very big picture of change or transition, and I think, oh my goodness, I will never be able to complete this. And I think a lot of times that's because I'm looking at a really big picture. I remember when our family moved, the act of moving from one house to another, even though it was about 3 miles difference between the two, felt like an enormous load because we had lived in our home for 18 years. And so whenever I have a to-do list that is super long, all of the tasks are just feeling like I am never going to get these checked off, then I will keep the long list tucked away and create a focus list where it's just a few things that I will do right now or within the next few hours. And then when those 5 or 6 things are marked off for the day, I can feel accomplished and it really decreases the stress that I have. Then I can create a new focus list. So sometimes I'll have a big long list, but I'll turn it over and I'll create a post-it note with just 3 or 4 bullet items on it. Because when I look at a long list, when I look at a big picture, when I look at a season, I have a tendency to get overwhelmed. And then when I look at a short list, I know this is what I need to do right now. So shorten your to-do list to a simple focus list. And I think the way this applies to us in our prayer lives is that we can write out a heartfelt prayer in a journal to the Lord, even just listing, maybe not writing it out in sentences, but just doing a brain dump and listing all the things about this change or this transition or this circumstance that is really hard for us. And then by writing out the bullet list of items, we can often gain clarity about which ones are truly the trigger points, which ones do we really need to ask God for. And maybe, for example, your issue is the decisions ahead feel very overwhelming because of this transition. Well, then you need to ask God for wisdom. And so sometimes figuring that out requires just a brain dump. Prayer sometimes changes our situations. God hears our prayers and our requests influence His decision. The Bible is very clear about this. But God wants to do so much more than change our circumstances. He wants to change our hearts. Can I pray with you today? Dear Heavenly Father, just when we settle into a pattern, things change far too quickly. One door opens, another closes. We rise, we eat, we sleep, we smile, we laugh, we cry. Change itself is ever changing. And Lord, if I'm truthful, I don't like change because I desire the control. Will you forgive my lack of understanding that your creation of seasons is exquisite? Would you remind me that the ebb and flow of life is rippled by the gifts of love and laughter, and that life is measured by memories, not minutes? May this season of change fuel me forward to another beautiful season of your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this episode has been a source of encouragement to you for relieving transitional stress through prayer. As a way of saying thank you, I would like to invite you to enjoy this new free resource I've developed. It is a simple prayer guide, 7 pages, When You Can't Pray prayer guide. And you can find this a free gift to you. It's at the link in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening in today. Until next time, God sees you and knows your need. Thank you for listening to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, be sure to subscribe. For show notes and free resources, visit rachelwojo.com. See you again soon. God kept calling my heart. Like, I just knew he was my safe place.
I hope people don't walk away going, wow, you're really awesome. More than like, wow, Jesus is really interesting. And he's really awesome.
Everybody on this planet is dealing with some sort of what if.
How does that one courageous decision affect the whole world?
A ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are built for.
If you were encouraged by what you just heard, please search Trevor Talks on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com.